Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am joined by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. First of all, Jake, thank you so much for joining me today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Joe.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you regarding the current legislative session is really the status of the recess as the governor starts opening more and more things. What do you know about the return to the legislative session?
So I sit on the Legislative Council, and this last week, the Legislative Council took action to postpone the session a little bit further until May 15th. So here in a couple of weeks, we'll be back at the Capitol in some sort of capacity that might be a little bit limited, but we'll have better details here in the next couple of weeks on how that's going to shape up. But I suspect most of the actual work that's going to be done legislatively will be the first part of June. That's when I think everything will really kick back up and we'll start actually passing legislation. But we need a phase-in period of time here in May for us to start getting back engaged on what the topics are going to be that we're going to really debate first part of June.
All right. Now, what do you expect to be some of those topics that will be key in those first couple weeks and in through June? And what do you expect the session to really look like after that?
Well, one, we've already passed a lot of legislation out of the Senate. The House has passed a lot of legislation out of the House. And when we took this recess due to COVID-19, we were at that stage of the second funnel in which bills needed to come out of committees from the other chamber. And in this scenario, I think we're probably looking at a shortened session, a shortened period of time for us to get the work done. But legislative policy, I think we're still going to get a lot of policy done. And a lot of the issues you and I have been talking about, I know there's some who think we ought to just pass the budget and go home. And frankly, that's not something I'm interested in doing. We're sent there to do a job and we're going to complete that job. And so there's, again, just a lot of policy issues, some that have passed, some that still haven't passed. I think there's probably some things that logistically are going to be a little bit tougher, particularly on the tax policy side, in which I chair the Ways and Means Committee. It creates new challenges for us to be able to pass significant pieces of legislation when it comes to tax policy, but everything is still on the table for us to have consideration.
All right. Now, what's the current status of some of the legislation regarding COVID-19 relief? I know we've talked before about making sure that the relief checks aren't taxed and the relief grants to businesses. So what's the status of those and the rest of the legislation involving relief?
Thank you, Joe, for that question. It's a great question. And so I announced that we would have legislation to address that. We have had that legislation drafted or in the process of being drafted. So when we come back, we can run with that. That's something that I feel pretty passionate about, and I'm hopeful we can get that stuff across the finish line. When it comes to more comprehensive relief other than, you know, the tax policy side of not taxing these checks and these loans, that's a broader question, and it's a tough question right now. Because of the CARES Act, the state of Iowa is going to see over $1 billion that come from the federal government to the state. However, it's important to recognize that there's a lot of strings attached with that. There's only certain things you can use that money for. There's also conversations with our federal delegation that there may be another CARES, you know, 4.0 that may pass that would have additional relief. And so it's very difficult at this time, but I am working with the director of Department of Revenue, the director of Iowa Economic Development Authority, to discuss what things we could do given the current legislation. There's still some rulemaking around the CARES Act, and it seems that they continue to change the guidelines on what we can use some of that money for the state. So hopefully once we get that all worked out with the federal government, we'll have a better idea as to what kind of relief we're going to be able to provide Iowans.
All right. Now, a couple more questions I have here for you. You mentioned the date, May 15th. That's the tentative date for the state to really start its reopening progress. What sort of help can you give at the legislature to help the state reopen a little bit?
Well, I've been encouraging, in fact, I signed on with 8 of my colleagues, actually 10 now, the original 9 of us signed on to a letter and then 2 more joined on. later on. And the one thing that the 11 of us have felt strongly about is we need Iowa to, in some capacity, start reopening our economy. The reality is, you know, Des Moines is not the same as La Mars, Iowa. And so the governor, I'm very grateful and happy with the approach she has taken in recognizing that we need to start opening the state back up. We need the economy to start working again. Being an individual who works within the healthcare sector on the front lines, you know, it is a serious disease, but it's also serious when we have people who are losing jobs, who are losing livelihoods, when businesses are crashing and there's no sight for them to be able to recover. And all those issues must play a part in our consideration of how we reopen this state. And so I would just continue to encourage people to practice the safe guidelines, right? But at the same time, if you have the money, go to your favorite restaurant and get the carry out, whatever it may be. Help these businesses stay in business, because unfortunately, every day that goes on that we do not reopen this state in its totality, we're going to continue to lose businesses.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I just appreciate all of those individuals who have reached out, voiced their concerns, both on the economic side as well as the health and safety side. All of these are important issues that, again, we must consider. And so I'm very grateful for the number of people who have reached out to me. I'm available if you have concerns, comments, questions. I've been spending a lot of my time over these last couple of weeks just working with constituents on different constituent issues when, you know, COVID-19 has impacted their lives. And so I just encourage people to continue to reach out and appreciate the opportunity to serve the people of the 10th Senate District.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News.